The central issues in the presidential campaign are clear. At just about every stop, President Bush and Democratic nominee John Kerry talk about Iraq. They talk about national security, education, jobs, and health care. But there's another issue that neither candidate mentions much, and that is abortion, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Although he was strongly backed by anti-abortion groups 4 years ago, candidate George W. Bush almost never mentioned abortion. This year he still talks about it rarely, but he does bring it up before audiences that are key to his conservative base. For example, he got a big round of applause last week before the Knights of Columbus when he talked about signing the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act.
This law is constitutional. This law is compassionate. This law is urgently needed. And my administration will vigorously defend it in the courts.
John Kerry is President Bush's polar opposite on abortion. In his 20 years in the Senate, he has a near-perfect record supporting abortion rights, although he has upset some abortion rights groups by saying he personally is opposed to the procedure. But Kerry rarely talks about abortion either. For example, he chose not to attend the big abortion rights rally in Washington in April. Instead, he vowed to protect abortion rights at a smaller event the day before.
And I say to you, as difficult as this issue is, and as much as I would like to have a real conversation in America about it, we will not turn the clock back in this country.
John Green is a political science professor at the University of Akron. He says it's no accident that the candidates confine themselves to discussing abortion only before very select groups. More than 30 years after the Supreme Court legalized the procedure nationwide, he says, abortion remains a highly divisive issue.
There's lots of people in the middle that are very uncomfortable with the issue and could be swayed one way or the other depending on how the issue is framed. That's not the type of issue that most presidential campaigns want to be out front on.
Complicating matters is that there are those on both sides for whom abortion is a voting issue, and they need to know their likely candidate agrees with them. That's when the campaigns turn to surrogates. For Kerry, that means people like Kate Michelman, who recently stepped down as president of the abortion rights group NARAL Pro-Choice America, to devote herself to this fall's campaign.
It's the most important presidential election of my lifetime, and I want to bring to bear everything I've ever done in my life to helping John Kerry become the next president.
Mr. Bush, meanwhile, is looking to people like Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council. Perkins says that while abortion has been overshadowed for religious conservatives this year by the debate over same-sex marriage, both issues remain important to his constituency.
There are people out there all across this country that feel very strongly on the life issue, feel very strongly on the marriage issue, that will be motivated to take a step in favor of a candidate based upon their position on this issue.
It's not unusual for candidates to try to steer away from the abortion issue, but this year there's a bit of a twist. Catholic voters have become a key swing voting bloc, says John Green of the University of Akron, particularly in the battleground states expected to decide the election.
In a lot of ways, the battle between Bush and Kerry among Catholics is for the middle-of-the-road Catholic voters, some of whom are inclined to vote Republican on the abortion issue, but inclined to vote Democratic on social welfare, the war in Iraq, the death penalty, and other issues. And I think there's a real contest for the votes of those centrist Catholics.
So what should you watch out for if you're courting those middle-of-the-road Catholics?
The issue of abortion, which is, of course, a live debate within the Catholic community, is just the kind of issue that could irritate them.
There's a couple more wild cards in this year's abortion debate. One is the impact of the fight between Kerry, who's Catholic, and Catholic bishops. They say Catholic politicians who support abortion rights shouldn't be allowed to take communion. The other unknown is what will happen if federal courts strike down the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. Decisions in two court cases challenging the law are expected in late August, just in time for the fall campaign. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
To hear President Bush and John Kerry on abortion and other key issues in the presidential campaign, go to npr.org.